This is Sounds of the Desert. I'm Joaquin Haidt. I'm joined today by members of the official AWC Variety TV show, Wait, We're Live. Joining us today is director Josue Hernandez, camera operator Yadira Ramirez, and on-screen talent Alex Croft. Kraft, welcome to the show. I apologize.
Yeah. I was like, you
better correct
yourself.
Good evening,
Jay. I lose my job right now. No.
No way.
Wait. So welcome to the show.
Hi.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
This
so
is amazing.
Yeah. It's. I've gotten to. I was obviously on the show.
Yes.
If anyone here listening to this has seen that episode, I was interviewed for this Sounds of the Desert. So we're having a nice mix and match shuffle. I'm on your show. You're on my show, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So welcome to the show. I'd like to start by asking about the origins of the show. So how did it start?
Well, it started, you know, in the dawn of time. It started off, most of us are like media arts students or like television production students, minus our hosts. I know our hosts are, you know, in the theater club, but we all have like a knack for like wanting to do video and television media production. And we all took classes with Sherry Needham, the television production professor, and through taking those classes, she basically opened up the opportunity. Hey, like, we used to do a student live show, which hadn't been done since a live show since COVID, because it shut everything down. So since COVID, there hasn't been a live show, and she wanted to bring that back to some capacity. And we're the first group since COVID to do it. So it's been a while, and just doing this opportunity has been, you know, super cool, you know.
That's a really cool, you know, just to be the first one in such a long time to do it. Yeah. So, you mentioned Sherry Needham, who is, of course, in the video productions. So I was curious to know, how often do they, like, monitor the show? Is it, like, do they babysit it? Do they just kind of give you, like, free reins?
They kind of, like, just observe. I know the first few weeks they kind of gave us a helping hand of, like, what we should be doing and, like, guidelines, I guess. But now they're just watching. Like, they'll pop in and out, like, from the studio, the control room. Now that we all got, like, our own vibe and, like, the flow of how the show works, they are kind of spectators at this point. But they still give their input and, like, oh, you could have done this better. And then we start crying. Okay.
Right. Of course. But they're not necessarily, like, standing over you, like, telling you exactly what to do.
No.
That is wonderful. It's great to, you know, they're comfortable enough letting you guys do your own thing.
Yeah.
I think that's a really cool thing. So this started when exactly? When did you guys first air this show?
The first show?
The first show.
The first show was, I believe, August 20, was it 25th?
I think so.
No.
Sometime in August.
It was, no, it was like August, September.
It was like August, early September.
So we actually, like, so our class started like 2 or 3 weeks after the semester started because the class needed to be built. So we're all independent study students. So we don't actually have a class per se, but the class itself is making the show. And our first, basically 3 weeks of the semester was just pre-production, working on what the show was going to be, what we wanted to do. And then the first episode, I believe, was probably end of August, beginning of September. And then since then, every week we've had an episode, through every Wednesday we've had an episode.
Every Wednesday at
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Right. Until 10:30 a.m.
10:30, yes. 30-minute live show.
And where can people tune in to watch it?
People can tune in to watch it at azwestern.edu/live. It'll take you right to the Teleview website, which will show live. So if you're watching it on Wednesdays at 10 a.m., you'll see it there. But if not, you can click the playlist option. And I think we're the fourth or fifth playlist down. And all our episodes that we've done are there to watch whenever you want. And if you want to watch reruns, you can watch it live at 10 and 6 a.m. a.m. and p.m. every day.
I find myself sometimes going back and rewatching the Halloween episode. That one was my favorite.
Oh,
I loved
that
one. That one was great. And for the origins of the show, I wanted to know, obviously there was an original idea when it was first being brought up and everything. So how do you feel like it's changed since the first airing of the show?
Especially for me, I mean, I just came on here. I mean, I was just a host that auditioned for it, and I managed to get it, and everyone just liked it, and I was like, really? Okay. But, like, It, like, from the first episode, we had an interview, and I will admit, I was very stiff with what I, with my words, with my body language, and, like, just to see it now, like, the recent episode we just did, it's more free-flowing and, like, I'm more comfortable, so, honestly, it's such a big major change in, like, the progression of it.
A difference in confidence, for sure.
Yes.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah, like, honestly, with also with, like, the crew behind is as well. I mean, mm-hmm. I feel we're all comfortable now and we know what to do and we get it done. So.
And I wanted to ask you, Yadi, about camera operating duties. So what exactly, how do you know what shots to take? Are you being told?
Half of it is I'm being told. The other half is kind of just winging it. We have pretty much a lot of freedom of what shots to take. Josue often says, like, if you see a shot, take it, let me know. Sometimes he'll ask for a specific one, but it's half and half, honestly.
And do you guys, how do you guys communicate? Is there some kind of system?
We communicate through headsets, and then I know we also communicate through IBF. So the hosts that have their mics and in-ears can hear what Josue or whoever's in the control room needs to tell them.
Yeah, no, I'm hooked up with two mic packs in the back, and I have a mic in the front of my shirt, and then I have, like, an earpiece, like a secret agent type thing, that the director is directing me on what to say or what to do or just something that's coming up that he can think of that would be like, oh, yeah, this will make the show.
Like questions mm-hmm. during an interview. He'll shoot you like a surprise. Like,
no,
oh, do that.
Yeah, no. Like, I would literally be talking, and I would hear him, like, a little voice in the back of my head saying, say this, question that. And I was like, okay. And I'm, like, trying to smile, like, uh-huh, like, as I'm talking. So he's just, like, that little voice in the
conscience.
Yeah, you know? Really.
So speaking of talent, what are some of your inspirations that you have when you go on camera?
I have no inspiration. I will admit, I, like, you know, like, all, like, the TV show hosts, like, all the famous ones, you know? And I'm like, no, I want to do my own thing. Like, I'm a just walk in, just be myself, and that's how I go into every show. I mean, I really don't take inspiration, honestly. I'm just me.
That's wonderful. I mean, inspiration is obviously a really great thing, but to be able to go in and have the confidence to just be yourself and do your own thing, I think is super duper cool. And so what are some of the ways that you prepare for the day to record?
I listen to my music, like, a lot. Like, it varies. But I think the most, like, genre that I listen to is, like, more poppy, like, you know, just like,
motivational kind of thing?
No, just boppy. Just,
oh, like, yeah, just pop, upbeat.
Just upbeat, because, like, you don't want to be down in the dumps on
TV. Not when you're going to record. No, definitely not.
So you have to listen to, like, upbeat, poppy music. So that's what I listen to.
That's great. That's a good way to get prepared. Music is a very big part, obviously a big part of our show that we do here, Sounds of the Desert. So seeing music be so important in other ways is also a really cool thing. Mm-hmm. For Josue, can you tell us a little bit more about the duties that are put on your shoulders, I guess, as a director?
You said duty.
Oh, man.
I was about to say that too, but I was like, maybe I shouldn't.
It's a lot. So originally, I didn't start off as directing. I started off as technical director, which just basically means I switch the cameras on a board. I just basically pressing buttons is all I do. But after that first episode, which kind of tying back to your question of how long we've progressed, like, we were so antsy, you know, at the first show, and I realized, like, we needed to plan more than we thought we did. And since then, I took the, like, a producer role. So on top of directing, I essentially make sure everyone's on task. I make sure everyone's, if there's a video we need to do and someone took the responsibility to do it, that they're doing it, on as well as making sure that I basically get first to come, last to leave, making sure everyone is here on time, everyone did the responsibilities. And on top of that, making sure that we have a signal that's going out to our two viewers that are watching the show.
But I'm one of them. So
yeah.
We got one viewer.
But it's a lot. It's a lot of balancing, a lot of, and sometimes I do find myself, we always try to have a fun environment for not just our guests, but our crew. But sometimes it's like as the person in charge for in our crew, it's like I have to step in and be like, guys, we can't mess around. We have to do stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's just a balancing act, which thankfully we've all kind of learned the vibe of everyone. So we work well enough to we know like if someone's overstepping, if okay, I'm doing too much, or if I'm doing too little, then we know how to like boost each other up.
Yeah, cooperation is super important with something 100%. Like this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, even with our show, Sounds of the Desert, yeah. if we don't have good cooperation, things are going to fall apart. Mm-hmm. And I imagine with your guys' show, it's equally, if not tens more important that you guys have the good communication with the crew and everything.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
I want to talk a little bit about, you mentioned the videos, the little pre-recorded segments yeah. that you guys have throughout the show. So what is the process for that? How do they get planned?
So, well, as soon as we finish recording an episode, we go into the studio and we're like, okay, so what's next week's video? What's next week's episode? So we instantly start planning what next week will look like, even if we just finished an episode. Usually a lot of it is just kind of what we want to do in the moment. I know during the holidays, Halloween, we had a lot of Halloweenish themed videos mm-hmm. and we try to incorporate that, but it tends to be, hey, I have an idea. Cool. What's the idea? How does it look? How many people do you need? And then go out, record it, and edit it, and bring it back to us when it's done. So it's a lot of kind of just like, I have this idea. Okay, go do it, and then bring it back to us.
So there's no like monitoring it to make sure that it's like appropriate or anything. Is there like a trust?
It's system? It's very much mm-hmm. a trust system. And even when it comes down to making a video, we've had a couple of times where, hey, I have an idea for the video. Cool. And you know, we're ready, we come on Monday, we have pre-production on Monday or Wednesday, and it's like, hey, I couldn't get that video done. And it's like, well, we'll make do with what we have then. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a responsibility, but I think we've all kind of come to an understanding, especially after doing what, 8 episodes, 9 mm-hmm, episodes, mm-hmm. we definitely feel like, okay, you know, like we just roll with the punches at this point. So yeah.
That's good. That's wonderful, again, to have such a trust system is super duper important. Once again, I want to thank you guys for coming in, but I'd like to end this with one last question, and that is going to be asking each and every one of you, we'll start with Josue and go down. What is your favorite part of this experience? What, any fond memories, stuff like that?
Oh, the countless sleepless nights that I have, you know, thinking about it. No.
Slaving over a script.
In all seriousness, it's definitely, it's what I love to do. I love making videos, production work. It's fun. And I think this is the first time in a long time where I've gotten to work with people that care about it as much as I do, or, you know, sorry, I'm self-censoring myself, but give a care. Right. So, and that's definitely my favorite part, is just being able to, like, in a sense, let loose creatively and have people that will back up my ideas, you know. And at the same time, me help support other ideas.
Of course, yeah, definitely, because it's a two-way street there mm-hmm. with ideas, yeah. And what about you, Alex?
I would say this show has helped me a lot in different ways, just with my social skills. I didn't have many friends here, I will admit. And now, like, I feel like I have friends with this crew now. Like, I wouldn't want to leave you guys now. Yeah. But it has also helped me on my confidence as well. I would say I would never like to be on camera, ever. Like, don't ever take my picture, ever. Mm. And then one day it just clicked for me that I'll just audition for this city little show. I was like, what's the worst? I got the part. So I was like, oh, you really need to step it up. Like, you need to be okay. And it really helped me in that aspect. And like, also just, this is what I want to do as a career. As a child, I've always wanted to be on TV. I just wanted to do something in the entertainment industry, and finally doing something. I'm like a beginner, like experience part. It's amazing. And I want to continue doing it.
Is that what your major is? Is it in theater?
No. I am. My major is a television production, but I have been in theater before.
Wonderful.
So it is something I want to do. So, yeah.
That's really great. It's great to see that fleshed out in this kind of project, because as much as people have to take this class for television production, like the control room aspects and technical aspects, it's also very important for people like you who are wanting to go into being on camera as much as people being off camera. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And Yadi, what was your favorite experience?
Just the vibes. I'm literally just here for vibes. Like, yeah, I'm taking a class, but like, I noticed that over time, the television production classes and anytime we're in the studio, those type of classes are my favorite classes just because they're vibes, they're good vibes. Yeah. Like, I do, like, in a sense, we do everything to do nothing. Like, no, like in the like best way possible, we are literally just getting a grade just to mess around. And it's so fun to do.
Literally.
Yeah. And I you guys are connected to the radio station where we broadcast from. Yeah. So I get to see you guys every day and see you guys prepare and do the show. And I see a lot of, you know, laughter and you guys having a great time together. So I think having this show to bring all of you guys together is a really, really awesome opportunity.
Yeah, it's
I think a lot of students here at AWC should, if they have, if they don't know about us, there's a lot of people that don't know we have a station. I think that they should come in and see this stuff and volunteer because I think it'd be a really good time.
You know, please. Really if you're interested, definitely for radio or television, definitely come to the Mac building, the studio, and check it out because there's opportunities. There's opportunities for a lot of students.
A lot of opportunities there. Internships, just volunteer work. You can come just see what we do, stuff like that. So we highly encourage you to do that. Once again, thank you guys so much for coming in.
I would like to shout out the rest of our crew, Tindra Biederman, Michael McNeely, Christina Bloom, Joel Lopez, Victoria Beal, and Dylan
Potret.
A lot of pressure, so you don't forget somebody.
That's all of our, the rest of our crew. But they,
we love them.
Without them,
love shout you guys. Out.
Yeah, without them, it'd be train wreck, I imagine. Yeah, dead in the water. So. Thank you guys so much once again for coming in, Josue, Alex, and Yadi.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it.